Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You see, people have thought, well, that's the way timid people do. No, you don't have to be timid to be respectful. You can have plenty to say if anybody wants to hear it. And ability to do if anybody wants you to do it. But enough respect that unless they ask you to, you don't presume. You hang back, you let people know, I'm available, I'm here. Man, I can wash, I can dry, I'm a good garbage toter. Hey, I'm here. And if they don't call on you, stay out of their way. And be happy about it. Yes. Don't sit over there and sulk. Well, I could be doing this, and I could be doing that. You could be happy. You could be, you know, you could be doing something helpful, like adding to the atmosphere. Some joy. At least you could do is smile. A lot of people look over at you and go, hey. Glory to God. We're having a good time, aren't we? Yeah. What do you mean? So many folks are such babies. They intrude, and if anybody says, no, stop, they go, oh. Well, if you don't want me, I'll just go home. We didn't say we didn't want you. Just turn loose of the skillet when I've got it in my hand. Well, I know when I'm not wanted. This is acting like a sinner. It ain't even saved. That's how sinners act. When instead of being indignant, you should be apologizing that you weren't discerning enough to have intruded. You should stop and go, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'll be over here. And I'll be happy being over here. I'm just fine. And if you need anything, but if you don't, okay, that's good. That's great. Do we have to get offended over every little thing or even every big thing? You know, the sign of a really strong Christian is, man, no matter what happens, it just doesn't move you. It doesn't. People can purposely insult you. I mean, they're trying to hurt you and offend you, and you just smile and go, are you sure that's what you meant? They call you slanderous name, and you just go, that's not my name. My name's Keith. Hi. Good to meet you. People go, well, people will think you're naive, and that's not a problem unless you're full of pride. Did the Bible not say to be wise concerning good, but concerning evil, to be simple? If you walk in love the way that you can and should, like some people who don't know any better, they'll think you're naive. I've had people come to me and catch me on the side and go, Brother Keith, didn't you know they were talking about you? I went, no. They said, yeah, they did everything but call your name. I said, no, you don't know that. Having people look at me, Brother Keith. What? People think it shows some kind of spirituality that you're so suspicious. Suspicion is not spirituality. People go, what'd they mean by that? They're trying to say something, weren't they? Because they like to believe, I am so sharp. You can't get anything by me. I have the gift. The gift of suspicion. is also not in the scriptures. What if they were? What if they were? Does the world keep turning? Yes. Is God still on the throne? Yes. You can't control what everybody says and does, but you can control completely your response to it. And even if they mean it hateful, you can just smile like you didn't even know what they said. They can slap you and you can go, "Wow, did you trip? You trip and your hand fell across my face." Don't be so naive, but simple concerning evil is a good thing. Don't be looking for stuff, even when it's in your face. Why magnify it? Why emphasize it? What profit is it going to be? Don't be the kind of person people have to tiptoe around, afraid they're going to offend you, afraid they're going to upset you. That says some not so nice things about you. Grow up. Have some faith. Have some love. Have some resiliency. When it comes to all that sensitivity and offense stuff, develop some thick skin. Where you, it just rolls off of you. You're just smiling. People go, "Look at him. He's so dumb, he don't even know what's going on." But they don't realize that you're a lot smarter than them because you got no ulcers.
That's right.
Got no lawsuits.
Yeah.
Not having to go to the emergency room to get sewed up or anything like that. Huh? So who's the dumb one? Woo! Boy, we're having a big time, aren't we? Glory to God. I could use just a little bit more time. Can you? Do you have it to spare? A couple of instances in the scripture that give the spirit of honor. Moses, when he saw that burning bush in the distance, you remember that? And he thought, "Wow, I've never seen anything like that." So he comes just walking over to see it. And tell me what the Lord told him as he approached. What did the Lord tell him? Don't just come blaring in here. What do you do? Take off your shoes. The place where you're standing right now is holy. Do we need some more of this mindset? We do. It's too easy to think and act like the world and just come blaring in and like the proverbial bull in the china shop, just intrusive and loud, and you do, and you will miss things and not qualify for things. The Lord spoke to him as he approached. He said, "Moses, take off your shoes. Where you are is holy ground." Just saying those words arrests your attention, doesn't it? Because you go, "Whoa, I need to slow down here. Get these shoes off. Wow, this is a holy thing. I need to pay attention here. Show some respect. This is not pay a dollar and come see the burning bush." Why would I say that? The world is like that, isn't it? I mean, the whole world has become like that. It's everything's like going to a theme park or some attraction. The things of God are not that way. You remember John the Baptist said about Jesus, they were asking him, "Are you the one? Are you the one?" He said, No. "The one is the one coming after me." And he said, "I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie his shoe." He's not just saying some stuff to sound humble and religious. He really feels this way. This is his heart. He wouldn't, if the Lord's shoe was untied, he wouldn't just tie it. Are you listening to this? See, people are intrusive, invasive. Don't just go around picking lint off of people's clothes. Who asked you? Oh, this is going over big, isn't it? Oh, you can tell. Don't just start doing stuff, invading their privacy. invading their space. They might want that speck right there. Don't presume. Don't be presumptuous. He said, I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie his shoes. If he asked him to, I'm sure he would. But he's not presumptuous. Do you remember the Mount of Transfiguration? Is that a holy scene? Jesus lit up like a light bulb. You couldn't even tell what color his clothes were anymore. They were so bright, all you could see was glimmering, shimmering light. And he's talking with Elijah, who lived on the earth centuries ago, and Moses. And is there life after death? Well, there you go. He's talking to him. And Peter decides to talk. Time to say something. He's got something special to say right now. He says, hey, let's build some tabernacles. Yeah, three. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Is this time for him to be talking? No. Is this lack of respect? Lack of... But see, the thing is, a lot of times when people get nervous, they start talking. People get nervous. If you feel nervous and uncomfortable, that is the best time to be quiet. Isn't it? Be quiet. When you're just out of nervous tension, you start talking again and again, it's going to be the wrong thing. You just start talking because you feel uncomfortable and you just, somebody ought to say something. So I guess it's me. I was thinking da-da-da-da-da. That's like him. He's thinking, ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, let's build some tabernacles. Tabernacles. He got an idea. I got an idea. Yeah, you need to be quiet. immediately after that, the Father spoke out of the sky. He said, this is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. You don't need to be talking. Listen to Him. We don't need no tabernacles. Listen to Him. It's not time for you to share your ideas. Listen to Him. Somebody say, listen to Him.
Listen to Him.
Sometimes it's no big deal if you're silly and cut up a little bit, but we need to know when it's not time to do that. We need to know when it's time to pull off your shoes and shut up. Not share your little idea and opinion and show some respect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me